Om Shanti. Some of you have been here a few days. Some have only arrived today. A large number have arrived today. But this is really the awareness of how to carry the experiences we have in Madhuban back to our places of service, our field of action, and so from experience to action. And it may well be that you don't need to think about action for quite a while, because you've only just arrived, and so you're going to be here for some days, many days. But there was a very interesting mantra that Daddy gave to some people this morning that I think would be very useful for everyone. She was telling them, while you're here in Madhuban, don't think generally, she tells us, but in particular, don't think about your place of activity. Madhuban is home, and that is your field of service, whether it's your Laukik home or Laukik work, but that's your field of service. And so while here, stay focused on just being able to take everything that Baba and Madhuban have to offer. And if you do that whilst you're here, and this applies to people who live in centers, people who live in families or on their own, but let that be out there and you be fully present here. And then you'll be able to absorb whatever Baba is giving. And then when you go back there, it's these experiences that will help you out there. But I know some of you are leaving immediately after Baba, so that's just a few days away now. And I was just thinking of all the different things that have given me benefit in Madhuban, and there may be more that you can add to your personal list, but first and foremost, yoga. The chance that you have for yoga here, probably you never get anywhere else in the world, whether it's Amrit Vela, whether it's one of Baba's rooms. Of course, Pandav Bhavan, Baba's room, is Baba's original room. But also, anywhere else, many people have shared very powerful experiences of being in the little hut here. I don't know how many of you have the energy and the age to be able to make that climb up to that hill and the cottage on top of that hill, but if you do, it's a very special place, and literally, physically, far away from the world. And so, yoga experiences, and I want to come back to all of these in just a minute, but for the moment I'm just listening. And the second, of course, the dadis. Really, my heart just melts when I think about how precious these souls are and how Baba has kept them here in the physical dimension just for us. Really, the world is gradually beginning to recognize them, but not so much. But imagine 97, 87, Bhadirathan Moini, I think 88, something like that. And a few years plus or minus is not a big deal anyway. But the amount they do and how much they give and share. And so really amazing that God keeps them here for us. And so the inspirations we take from the Dadis. The third thing for me, the Murli, and I'm not sure whether that should be second or third, but in any case, the Murli. And when you hear the Murli in Madhuban, is it different to the Murli that you hear when you're out there somewhere? Who thinks it's different? Okay, I'll ask again because there's a time lag with translation. Who thinks that hearing the Murli experience is different here in Madhuban than when they're back there? I would expect it's the majority. And it's true even for the teachers. So the teachers have the amazing fortune of reading it in their place first and then sharing it with the class. But for all of us, Madhuban and the magic of the Murli, it's been remembered in praise in Bhakti. So it wasn't just when Baba was Sakhar, and it wasn't just when Dadi Kumarka danced when she read the Murli, or even when any of the Dadis had the amazing, we had the amazing fortune of hearing the Dadis read the Murli. And today, we don't have the Dadis read the Murli, usually. But yet still, whoever is the reader, the magic of Madhuban Murli is still very much alive and present. And so, the inspiration from the Murli while you're here. And the other thing, the family. Where else do you have an opportunity to meet the whole world in one campus? You just don't. Yes, there are some centers that have a lot of traffic flowing through and many, many visitors like we do in London. But still, never, ever, anywhere is there the opportunity of meeting Baba's children from not just all over the world, but people of such vast varieties. Just amazing. And so, the family, that gives amazing insights and also inspiration. And then, all the classes. How many classes have you heard? Can you even count? Just endless. And there's another class. One finishes and there's another one. I have to say that the pace in Gyan's River is not as intense as it is downstairs in Shantivan, but there it's catering for 20,000, 30,000, and they come for 5 days. And so they have a class immediately after Murli. They have a class at 10:30. They have a class at 5:30. They have another class at night. It's just incredible. So here we are given a pretty relaxed timetable. Whether you believe it or not, it's relaxed. And so lots and lots of new glimpses and insights from all the variety of classes that you receive. I'm not talking about all the inspirations you get when you go on your walks, because it's not part of my experience. I don't go for walks, and so that's your experience. This is why I say there must be many, many more things that you can add. The chit-chat that you have over a cup of tea or coffee, over your meals. Lots of different opportunities to really take and fill yourself completely. And so really it's up to each one of us how much we take and what it is we wish to take. So I just wanted to give you that list first. Lots of different ways to be filling the self and enriching the soul. And then I want to tell you how each one of the experiences has helped me through the years. And one of the things that I didn't mention, but it's actually a basic foundation, and way back in 1969, Avyakt Baba told me, all you have to do is follow the Madhuban timetable. That's it. And this was in a situation where there was no center outside Bharat. That's it. So my nearest center was going to be 5,000 miles away. I don't think anybody's in that position today. Maybe your nearest center is a few hundred miles away, and I'm sure that applies to many. But it's never now more than that. And at that time, the nearest center was 5,000 miles away. But Baba's mantra helped me enormously. And so even today, just take benefit from the Madhuban timetable. Amritvela, Murli, the yoga before the Murli, and then through the day. For us, it's classes. But for Madhuban Nivasis, it's Karma Yoga. And then in the evening again, a time to gather together for spiritual chit-chat, and then again meditation, 7 o'clock meditation. And then your own personal meditation before you go to rest. And so just keep that Madhuban timetable with you, wherever you are, any part of the world. And maybe Murli is not at 7 o'clock, maybe it's at 6 o'clock, whatever it is. But that basic outline. And you'll find that your yogi way of life, your Brahmin lifestyle stays intact, just simply with this timetable. So that's the basic foundation. And then yoga. Shall I keep asking you questions? Yes? No? Okay. I want to ask another question, and that is, who has had special experiences in yoga in Madhuban? Not just now, but whenever. Okay. Gradually you're stopping being shy. And you're ready to share. So, but a good number of people raised their hands, and not surprising. My most powerful experiences of yoga have been, of course, in Madhuban. But right from the very early start in 1968 and Baba's Srishti, what has helped me in my yoga till today is to emerge that experience that I had. And it works. I'm not recreating that same experience, because every time it'll be different. But just awakening the memory of that, emerging that experience, becomes an entry point into a very powerful yoga feeling again. Now, it somehow lifts me to the point where it becomes very natural and easy to have that experience, not identically, but in a similar way. And so use Madhuban as a platform for your yoga when you're out there. Thursday, for example, and the Madhuban experience of Bhog. Some of you were here last Thursday, and tomorrow again, the day of the Satguru. But just see the absolute accuracy of the way in which we don't see how it's prepared, but we see how it's brought onto the stage. And then the amazing, powerful atmosphere of Bhog, when really it's very, very easy to lift off and fly to the subtle region. And wherever it is you are in the world, Thursday, prepare Bhog with love, if you're in that situation, or when you come to class, then just let yourself remember the scene of Madhuban and the feeling and the experience of Madhuban offering of Bhog. And guarantee, it's a very fast-track way to the subtle region. You definitely experience that. And so the memories of the yoga of Madhuban in various situations, revise them in your awareness. And as you do that, you'll be able to truly, truly fly off. And of course, when you're out there and you have a powerful yoga experience, it's a very beautiful reminder of who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. Otherwise, it becomes very easy to let the vast atmosphere, because maybe it's 5-10 of us at our center, maybe it's 2-3 of us. At one particular center in a very, very new place, it's one teacher and one student. And that's true everywhere where service begins. It's maybe one and one. That's it. It becomes so 1, 2, 10, 20, and think about the population of that city, wherever it is you are, or that place. And you can see that the majority is all the other side, and a tiny minority is with Baba. And so it would be very, very easy for the atmosphere of the majority to impact the 2, 3, or 10. But if we lift ourselves up through yoga to another dimension, the subtle dimension, then you're not alone, then you're not in a minority, but you're with Bab Dada, with Mama, with the ancestor souls, and the whole family. And so then no more the minority, but you have the very, very powerful Shakti Pandav army with you. And so you don't allow the other vibrations to touch you. It's very easy to get impacted by vibrations and influenced by that and let yourself become ordinary again. Not bad, nothing wrong, nothing negative, but just ordinary. My job, my career, my profession, my finances, my Lokik family, my responsibilities, or even service. Even service plans made on the external physical level is very much part of the ordinary. But moving to the subtle dimension and being in that subtle awareness, and then, yes, there are things to be done on this level, but your awareness is up here. I think practically everybody in this room knows about the mantra that Baba's given, and it sounds very, very nice in Hindi, so I'll repeat it in Hindi. And it's really a very important key. Smriti, Vritti, Drishti, Kriti, Srishti. Who doesn't know the meaning of these words? Don't be shy. I can translate them. Okay, a few. But awareness, attitude, vision, action, and then the world. My awareness creates my world. And my awareness, therefore, will impact the world out there also. Firstly, it'll impact my world, and everybody knows about this. People you're living with, working with, doing service with, and in that little world, how is it that you maintain love, and respect and harmony. Different sanskaras, different ideas, different opinion. And so how does one create oneness and unity? It doesn't happen by discussion. We can be discussing your idea and my idea, your opinion, my opinion, till the end of the kalpa, and we'll still be very different. I mean, even the two daddies, very different. And yet, both have been so amazingly beautiful and powerful. So, really, there's no question of comparison, or even just making everything uniform, but yet, oneness. And by oneness, it means Baba's idea, Baba's opinion, where I'm ready to merge my idea, you're ready to merge your idea, and it's Baba's idea. And it all begins with awareness. And even if the other one still hangs on to my and mine, my idea is the best of all, if I begin to change my awareness and stay with Baba, then if not today, then tomorrow, or the next day, or the next day, or the next day, at some point, whether it's lokic or alokic relationships, but Baba's influence is able to work and oneness begins to appear. And so, literally, everything begins with awareness. And awareness is very much connected with memory. And so when I was reflecting on this subject, I was just thinking that so much of who we are and what we do and how we do it is connected with what's imprinted on the memory track. And so Daddy often talks about cleaning out the memory track. And a little bit about that subject. Changing my feelings on the basis of Gyan, but also keeping alive the beautiful memories of my experiences. That's the way to clean out the memory track. And so the memories of Madhuban and the yoga of Madhuban, very powerful way to impact my actions and my little world. And then the big world. The Murali. Sometimes there are points from the Murali that I hadn't seen in the way that Baba's describing in the Murali today. And of course it's because I'm more yogiuk than Madhuban. I'm more focused on the Murali. I'm not rushing from one thing to the next. I'm not squeezing the Murali into 15, 20 minutes when it should be given the respect and the value of giving it proper time. I mean, if you read a Murali straight, without interruptions, usually it's about 45 minutes. And then if there's further things, additional things, it's about an hour. And so, out there, do we give one full hour to the Murali, or are we squeezing a huge amount of treasure in a short space of time that's not very comfortable? Or maybe I'm too busy. So anyway, the Murali. It's different because I'm different. The page is the same. The paper is the same. So it's the Murali. And then you can see what the daddies take from the Murali and what we take from the Murali. And it's the same Murali. And so my awareness here, when I hear the Murali, and my awareness there. So if I develop the joy and the beauty and the awareness of the power of the Murali here, then that'll help me out there to keep alive that same attention and experience. And it's not so much a question of the Murli reader. I know that for a fact. It's where my attention is focused. And so my experience of the Murli here, let me focus completely on what Baba is saying. And I'll be able to do the same there. And like you were hearing yesterday, the foundation of a Brahman life, the breath of the Brahman life is the Murli. And so if here I can really benefit, then I'll be able to apply that there and experience the same. And in particular, the blessing. Some years ago when Daddy Gulzar was on tour, and I remember the scene very well, that memory is very alive. Daddy was asked the question in Paris, and those who were there, it was about 250 people who were there, and I know some of them are here now. Daddy was asked the question that early days, people met Baba personally. Can you imagine? Today it sounds impossible. And today it is not possible. But in those days, personal meetings with Baba and blessings from Baba, and not just once. When you'd arrive, you would have the opportunity to meet Baba because you were saying hello to Baba. Then you had your private meeting with Baba. And then we were really spoiled, you can see. Then at the end, but we're leaving soon, so we have to say goodbye to Baba. So it became another excuse to meet Baba and Drishti and Toli and whatever Baba was inspired to say. Maybe a few words. Sometimes it became many words, many blessings. And so the question in Paris was, we don't have that opportunity now. So how can we experience Baba's blessings? And Daddy Gulzar's answer was very beautiful. And again, it stays with me and helps me till now. The blessing that Baba has given in the Murli, at the end of the Murli, it's from Avyakt Murlis. So that blessing is the seed. And so you've heard that from Baba. Now that seed has been planted here, but you have to water it through the day. And that means emerging it in your awareness again and again. And it's also not just watering it, but letting it see the light, the sun. And so when you keep it just there, buried, you've heard it, and maybe it's not forgotten, but it's lodged somewhere. That you emerge it and you bring it out and you give it that water of attention and the light of the day, the sun, the visibility, then that blessing becomes real for you. And it's able to bring fruit. It's able to take practical shape in your own life. And so emerge it in that way. And so if in Madhuban, where you have the time and you're able to practice this, do that. And then later you'll feel that that became a blessing for you. But also it'll show you the method of how to use Baba's blessings when you're out there. So the Murli, the insights, but also just simply like today, how many times did Baba speak about being the spinners of the cycle? And so the cycle of realization and the little conversation with the self that Baba described in today's Murli. It's very beautiful training for churning and for going through the cycle in the way Baba said. I know that there had been a meditation commentary conducted by Avyakt Bhakt Dada a few years ago. Who remembers that very beautiful? For the whole year, I think, that particular year, we kept using this as a method for us to experience the different stages of the cycle, but also through the day to think about churning the cycle of realization. And in practical life out there, in action, you can see how the churning we do of the Murali and just keeping that awareness impacts our life out there. When I'm out there and things are not so easy, but if I remember that it's time for settlement, it's time for settlement, and it's time to be preparing to go home, what would be my attitude to whatever's going on? Very, very different to the situation where my intellect gets pulled by all these other things. And when I had first understood that the more I get pulled by the things here, the more karma I create, just simply through my thoughts. Action is the next step, but just thinking about all those things, and the more I think about all those things, the more karma I'm creating with all of those things. And I'm never going to be free. I'm never going to be able to journey home. But Baba Smriti and the reminder, now you're here, but you've left the old world behind, and now you're preparing to go home. And so in a very practical way, I'm here, but I'm settling so that I can go home, so that I can journey home. And so that's one particular thing that I've taken up from today's Murali. But every day, pick up things that you can churn. And then further, through the churning, see the difference it makes to your attitude to the things out there. And yes, then truly, the Murali will be the power with which you're able to prepare to go home. I'm sometimes a little bit surprised when people tell me that they're not able to take benefit from the Murali. But I know that that's true for some people. But I hope that those of you who love the Murali will enjoy it even more in Madhuban. For those of you who feel that, well, I don't really take so much benefit from the Murali, will be able to give it that attention and take benefit here so that then it helps you out there. The reminder that Baba gives us for purity. Today, the methods that Baba was teaching, the relationship of brother, brother to brother, relationship of brother and sister. And so, out there, yes, Baba's reminder. And if I'm practicing churning the Murali, then that reminder will stay with me and will help me in life, in action also. The Dadis. Yesterday was very, very special. I don't think I've been in a situation where the two Dadis have shared a platform being interviewed. London, Oxford, we've had the fortune of both Dadis sharing the platform. That's been very often. But to be interviewed, I don't think we've done that. And so, and just very lovely to see how their relationship with each other is of such love and respect and friendship. And again, a tremendous inspiration for life out there. Daddy sometimes tells us that it's easy to give respect to those who are your seniors and to love those who are your juniors, whether age or gyan or experience or whatever. But the challenge is usually, how do you deal with your equals? And the relationship of the Dadis is a very beautiful demonstration of spiritual friendship. They're not together a lot. Now one is up, the other is down. And so they don't spend a lot of physical time together, more now than they ever used to before. But the bond that links them together is something that Baba enabled them to bond, to create, way back in the early days. And so that trust and love, that stays till today. And so detachment, yes, you know, they'll do what they need to do, go where they need to go, so they're not dependent on each other in any way. And so detachment, so that the connection with God is absolutely straight and clear. But then on the basis of that relationship with God, love for God's children, love for God's family, and especially for those with whom they've been on a journey for now 77 years. Just imagine having a relationship that's been there for 77 years. It's a long journey they've had together with Baba and with each other. And so one inspiration I took from yesterday was just their love and respect for each other. But then secondly, and that was very visible, the very natural and easy way in which they spoke about God, their relationship with God, and also their understanding of the current times and the situation of the yajna. One daddy saying, don't even think of any questions, just know that it's God's plan. And the other daddy saying, victory is fixed. Who else is victory going to go to? It's us. And so the power of faith that they demonstrate and the way they use their faith in practical situations. And so if ever you have a question about what the future holds, emerge this little scene in your awareness. And all the other inspirations you've taken from the Dadis, I've mentioned a few, but maybe there's more that you want to think about. And so as you emerge all of that, then any other questions and doubts will fly out of the window completely. And so keep alive those memories that are very beautiful. And what I've found is that the more you emerge a memory that's beautiful and powerful and inspirational, the easier it becomes to hold it. It's like when you're hearing a class. When I write notes, I have to admit that I don't very often go back and revise those notes. But yet what happens is, if I'm just listening and it's beautiful and some things will stay, but I find that just the action of writing it registers it much more than just listening. That's true in my case. I don't know what it's like in yours. And then yes, if you do open your notebook and read your notes, then even better. But certainly just the act of writing things down helps me a lot to register whatever it is. And of course, the more you remember those things, the more alive they stay with you. Think about the way in which the Dadis share their experiences with Baba and Mama. So memories that are 70 years old, 60 years old. I mean, that's a long time ago. It's more years than most of you have been in these physical bodies. Really, that's how long it is. Longer. And yet, when they share those memories, you can feel it. Right? Each one of the Dadis, when they share something that Baba said, something that Baba did, it's here and now, alive in front of all of us. How is that possible? If it had happened and finished, gone, forget it. But no, they've kept those memories and emerged them and nurtured them and kept them alive And so today, when they share them with us, it comes alive for us also. And so I see how the whole subject of experience, and Madhuban in particular, is so much connected with what goes on in my memory, and to what extent I keep it from my memory into my awareness. I want to talk about feelings a little bit. And feelings come and go. But when there are good feelings, it's possible to sustain them and nurture them and allow them to go in very, very deeply, so that then other things that are superficial can come and go and they don't touch the deep feelings that you have. Mother talks about how much happiness are you experiencing. And again today, very interesting, the depth of your faith is going to determine the quality of your happiness. And if you're not happy, interesting, Baba says you don't have faith. So when my mood changes a little bit and I'm not happy, whatever the excuse may be, whatever the reason may be, but how come? And yes, it is a question of faith. Maybe when you heard it in the Murali, you thought, oh, Baba's being a bit strong. Happiness and faith, and if I'm not happy, I don't have faith. And yet it's absolutely true. And if you want to reflect on it, then you'll be able to see the power of how true it is. And so, okay, I accept that it's true. And now what I'm doing is, in Madhuban, making sure that my feeling of well-being, my feeling of joy, not looking at what others are doing, not looking at anything out there, just simply looking at myself and how much I'm taking from Baba, the sustenance and the study that Daddy was talking about yesterday. Baba's giving me all this amazing sustenance. Who could believe, if they weren't a Brahmin, that a place like Madhuban can exist? I won't mention any names, but go to any other ashram, and yes, there'll be amazing things, wonderful things, but definitely there'll be a board somewhere that's telling you how much a cup of tea costs, how much X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3, 4, it'll all be itemized. And I'm taking up just a very simple example of Baba's sustenance. Many, 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 many more things than just that. But a place like Madhuban exists on earth. It's only God who could have created such a system and made such a place work, and not just made such a place work, and it grows and grows and grows and expands, like Daddy was saying. They've seen the pots grow from here to here, and probably bigger. That's right, when I was in Shantivan in the kitchen, went on a tour there, and like Daddy said to you, if you haven't been, you must. I think the pots there are now bigger than the span of both my arms. Really, that's a fact. And they can cook a meal for 30,000 people in an hour and a half. And all of it is just simply, come, help yourself, be served. So, paradise on earth, this is the sustenance that Baba's giving us. And so that awareness, that appreciation, and the joy of how much Baba is giving and has given, and so just let that feeling of happiness go deeper and deeper and deeper, staying with you so deeply that whilst you're here, okay, there's a few flies, there's lots of flies, when I was out there and coming through all the flies, I thought, goodness, what's going on? But it's okay, it doesn't matter. So you'll be able to brush off the flies and brush off your concerns and not let it stick to you. And just let the happiness go so deeply that external things don't bother you at all. And then that experience you can translate into life there also. Your time with Baba in the morning, the yoga, the Murli and the memories again, and those feelings. So we learn to nurture very, very beautiful feelings in Madhuban. And so definitely from the Dadis. A lot more, but you can reflect more. The classes. Simple things that I'd forgotten about, I get reminded of. Things that I hadn't thought about. My intellect gets stretched and I start thinking about those things. So I carry away all of those inspirations for my life and my actions out there. And so again, just think about what it is that's been helpful for you from every class. And even if it's just 2 lines, 3 lines, whatever it is, make a note of that. Sometimes we think we're going to remember all these things later. And then when you're out there, you think, you know, there was something very interesting that I heard. But what was it? And then if it's there somewhere in your notes, then easy, refer to it and it'll again emerge. And so lots of experiences and benefit from classes and inspiration for there. And maybe some very practical things that you hadn't thought about and that you need to be applying in your life out there. One simple thing, and I don't know that it's come up in classes or at any other time, but when I first understood this whole thing about give and take of gifts, when you take a gift from a human being, you know what it's called? It's called a souvenir. You bring back something from somewhere, someone's given you something. And souvenir means to be able to remember, something that will remind you. And so I take something, and every time I see it, and every time I touch it, what happens? It reminds me of that human being. And so just think about that, the give and take we have with human beings and the give and take I have with God, and how I want to reduce all of that. Now you can see how to apply it in your own life, but how am I going to increase my give and take with God? Think about that also in very practical ways here and out there. And then the family, sharing of experiences, taking inspiration from other souls who've had courage and have been able to overcome adversity, but also just the joy of seeing the beauty of the family, just being able to know that Baba's flag is flying in all these different places and places where we thought that it was just not possible. Russia, when it was as recently as the end of the 80s, there's not a single center, not one single Brahmin soul had been found in Russia. And today we have this amazing, beautiful, big family. And I remember when the first Russians came to Madhuban, it was an eye-opener. It was just amazing. And so just look around and see how wonderful the family is and the beauty of the family. And when yesterday Daddy Gulzar was talking, no, Sadi Ratan Moini, the unlimited father, the unlimited family. And so I belong to a very, very special family. And even maybe there haven't been special experiences of people's courage and whatever, but just the unlimited nature of this family. And so I take inspiration from that. And when I'm out there and I see different people behaving in different ways, Brahmins, never mind people out there, but I'm able to remember my family is unlimited and there'll always be a variety. And so then to mix and match and adjust and harmonize with a variety of samskaras is very easy. Some of you will graduate, and some of you already have, but you'll graduate to the point where you're then helping in Madhuban and organizing things in Madhuban, and you'll see the great fun it is to have to consult 10 people, and from consulting 10 people, you have to consult 1,000 people and work with 1,000 people. And the dance of samskaras that you have to manage in that way. And then when you get back there and you have to work with 3 or 4 or 5, it'll feel very simple. And so Madhuban's a great training ground. First, a beautiful experience ground, but then further a great training ground. And so just take and take and absorb and absorb and let soul go through transformation. And all of that is the foundation for life as a Brahmin and a yogi out there. I want to do one thing now. We see the people up here. We see the people who organize things. We recognize the light and the sound. But we don't always recognize the translators. And without the translators, it would be impossible for Madhuban to function or for all of us to take benefit. And so there's a large number of translators and some are still working. But so good that you get acknowledged today. But also there are many translators here. And I'd just like to ask the army of translators to stand up just for a moment. All of those who have translated Muralis and classes and carry on. Come. Okay. A big, big hand to all the translators. Thank you. Real incognito, silent, sterling work, which is the foundation of our study of Gyan and Yoga. Do you know how many languages the Murali gets translated into? It's now over 20 languages. And so that's just one way of translation. But here in Madhuban, it's so many souls. And so thank you. But also, could the team that's put together this program for the last 6 days, and there's a very strong no, but I'm not going to listen. I have the mic. And so I'm going to ask the organizing team to stand up, please. Zero. I thought that it was 10. And so where do they all disappear? They all want to stay completely incognito, but you've been seeing them come on stage to make announcements. So the 10 can just stay quiet, it's okay. But all of us are going to give them a big hand. Many of them are here, but some of them are not here. But yes, and it's been a little pilot scheme to see how things work, and then we're going to use something similar for the future Madhuban season. So when you come to Madhuban next time, next year, probably you'll see the same system at work. But I just have to say, a huge amount of time and energy has gone into preparing, for the results have been beautiful. So, let's have powerful, powerful yoga now.